Log Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening and welcome here, everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We are live here in Blog Talk Radio. We're live in Spreaker. We're live in GH Talk Radio. And we're live on the websites of MikeSpirit.fm. Let me say good evening, everyone, and welcome. Today, we've got an amazing show lined up. As you can hear, my voice is not the best today. So I'll be relying up on my guest more than ever. And I know that my guest tonight is someone that's absolutely spectacular, who's been on the show before and has been an amazing guest and a brilliant and perfect ambassador, should we say, for the spirit world. It's our Reverend John Lake. Hi, Reverend John Lake. How are you doing there, mate?
Doing great up here in Maine, Mike. Well, sending you some warmth. We wish it could be Florida over here, but we're doing our best.
Well, John, as you can hear, you know that it's cold here in the UK. It's you know, it's wet again. I say the same thing every time we speak. It's wet, and I suppose that's where I've got my cold come from. It's a good job, John. Today is Sunday, and we wasn't doing this radio show on Friday because if we was, I was like a little squeaky toy speaking.
Okay.
It's broken a little bit, not a lot, but we'll be okay. We'll be okay, I'm sure.
Okay, sounds great, Mike. All ready when you are.
Okay, so John, tell me, what are you doing in Maine at the moment?
Well, Greta actually is a country, a person herself from Lancashire, England, but we are here we're working on the Universal Spiritual Ministries Association. It's a spiritual learning center that we help mediums of all levels, people in all walks of life, and we're here to help train them, help them understand the lessons and the experiences they've had, and help them with their life. And that's been a passion of ours. So we read, we counsel, we teach.
Perfect. You know, and that's something that I adore and I enjoy myself is, you know, doing the readings, the teachings, and helping as many as we possibly can on their journey into spiritualism. And as you say, on all levels, because, you know, it's not just a beginner needs to know or needs to develop. It's our already mediums, you know, if we want to develop even further, then that's a perfect place to be, isn't it? To sit in a class where you can be educated, if you like, or just to be shown a different way or a different way of working. And to me, that's absolutely perfect. So, John, I take my hat off to you there for doing just that.
Thank you, Mike. Well, you know, I stand in awe many times when many of the people I've worked with and many of the physical mediums, that their phenomena is taking off, that they're staying true to their gift, and they, you know, they're a proud example, you know, of what's going on in the world, that we are trying to change things one person at a time, but that's what we are here for, right, my friend?
Most definitely, John. You are absolutely bang on with that. John, let me tell everyone how they can get involved with the show today.
Sure.
Because, you know, we will be doing readings in a short while. You know, we'll be joining up as a duo or whatever you want to call it, and sharing gifts with all the calls in. So if you want to call in, the way to do it for free, it's simple. You need to go to the show page, which you will find that on www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. That you will find the show page, and there you will find a Skype button. And, you know, if you're familiar with Skype, just press the button and your call will come straight through here into the studio where I am. But if you want to call in via your telephones, and if you are in the USA and that's anywhere in America, in the United States of America, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside of America, and that's anywhere in the world outside of the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. And that's how you can get involved with today's show, with myself and with my fantastic guest, which, John, you know, it's not going to be that long before, instead of us crossing pathways, for you come over here to the UK and me going over there to the USA, it won't be very long before we actually cross paths and actually work together physically, isn't it?
We're looking forward to it, Mike. Like I said, we're going to be with Sarah Spiritualist in April, May, in West Palm Beach, Florida. And Greta and I are trying to manifest some activities and events in the UK. So we are looking forward to working with you and many of your colleagues, because that's what it's all about. We're all light workers, and we all love to help people.
Most definitely. Well, I know that I'll be coming out to the USA in, and let me just ask my Carrie, July and August, we'll be coming out to the USA, and we will be with Sierra Spiritual there as well. And going up to Maine, exactly where you are right now, and meeting up with you know, a great friend of ours, Junie, and doing some wonderful work there. And hopefully, John, you know, at that time, that's when we'll be able to cross paths and actually work together as a perfect team, you know. Work in harmony, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
That sounds great, Mike. Looking forward to seeing you at Junie's. And who knows, maybe we'll get the Universal up and going to the point where we could have you and Carrie over here too.
Most definitely. You know, that's something that we, you know, would be you know, really looking forward to. You know, it's all exciting, John. You know, I've said to Carrie this year, it's time for change. And time for change in many, many, many directions. And it's not just in one direction of our life. It's on all levels. And the more that we manifest, if you like, of what's out there for us to explore, the easier it will become for us as people to work in perfect harmony. So what happens then, John, after Maine? What's in planned after Maine there?
Well, we're working to, you know, like a gathering at our home, but we're looking to build on our site. We have some land being donated to us about 8 miles away on a mountaintop, about 14 acres. So we're working with people to get the interest going, because we want to offer training, a place where people can go through healing, a higher understanding, and ultimately to help them connect with the direct source, to their spirit directly. And that's been our mission, regardless of religious background, because the gifts are in all people, regardless of faith or nationality. And we try to find those similarities to bridge them together. And that's, you know, like many religions, we kind of go on differences. And this, in this new age, the idea is to bring everybody together. And we're seeing that, where people are crossing the lines and they sincerely want to learn and connect to a higher source of understanding.
Most definitely, most definitely. And, you know, as I said to John, it's absolutely perfect that, you know, you're able to offer that. Because there's so many people I feel that needs that today, that they need that perfect balance that you're creating. And, you know, again, I take my hat off to you, because, you know, it's like that you're doing the work for the spirit world, and you're flying that banner so high. And I know of what you're doing, that you're doing a perfect job. And, you know, I know that the world of spirit will always be behind you, pushing you every step of the way. Now, John, I want to just mention that I'm doing a charity over here in Wales, and that's in the Invercargill British Legion on the 28th of February this year. And it's for the Daniel O'Brien Foundation. So, you know, it's been a pleasure to be asked to be doing this. So, you know, if you are listening and you are around the UK and you want to come and watch me work live, then there's the place where you'll be able to catch us. Invercargill, British Legion, starts at 7 p.m, 28th of February. I'm sure that I can give you a telephone number, which is a mobile number, or obviously if you're in America, the word mobile number wouldn't really resonate with you. It'd be a cell phone number. And that mobile number is 07551 777 676. Call that number there for information of how you can obtain tickets and come and watch us live working. There's going to be a few of us, John. It's not going to be just me. We're going to have actually a good friend of mine, Lee Petrolingo. Now, I know Lee is a lovely man. He really is. And, you know, he does lots of readings. He does lots of work for the spirit world. So I'm really looking forward to working with Lee.
Wonderful.
We're going to have Jared there. Jared is a spiritual worker and has, you know, quite a big following as well. We're going to have Debbie Smith. Now, I know Debbie Smith. I know her really well. She's a local medium. Debbie Smith is a lady I kind of turn to a lot for other advice, because a very good woman to know, Debbie Smith. And Lynn Hopkins. Well, what can I say about Lynn Hopkins? She's been on the show. She's been here. She's been in Mike's Spirit FM studios. You know, she's one of these mediums, John, that over the past 5 years, 5 years ago, she was sat with a well-known medium here in the UK, a great friend of mine, a great ambassador, again, for the spirit world, and a lady that I can call a friend, and a lady that I can call that I've worked alongside, and Margaret Challenger, lady that stepped in and filled in the shoes of Mike Spirit FM when I was there in the USA back when I was with Sarah at the end of year before last. So Margaret Challenger is no stranger. And this lady, Lynn Hopkins, sat with Margaret. I know that she comes from a good background there, John. She has a very wonderful understanding of mediumship. And, you know, she's been working for the past 4 or 5 years now on her own. And, you know, she always brings so much laughter and so much energy. And I think, you know, it's fantastic to work alongside her, because she gives that there to you. And, of course, you're going to see me, Mike Davis, there as well. So, you know, well worth spending a few pounds on to come and see us.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for the invite. Yeah, always a pleasure to work with you. And we look forward to the day when we can see you working and work side by side in different events. Thank you.
Most definitely. Well, you know, so if people want those tickets, call that number. Let me give you that mobile number again. It's 07551777, which is 37676. And the event is to be held on the 28th of February at the Pentrekyba British Legion, which starts at 7 o'clock. And incidentally, we'll be back in Pentrekyba in the Workman's, I think it's the Workman's Hall. John, I might be lying, I don't know. I get like that sometimes, John, where I kind of got to consult the big book, you know, that diary that we have to keep.
Yes.
I'm sure it is. Let me just get it right now. It is. It's the 15th. That's the Pentrekyba Hall, which is a lovely little theatre stage there, John. And we'll be there on the 15th. So, you know, come and see me on the 15th. I'll be standing on that stage on my own. A full 2 hours of me. And then the 18th, I'll be with some fantastic, wonderful friends working for that wonderful charity. So after the you being where you are now, out in Maine, you're going to be trying to manifest this place that people can go and have education, if you like. Is there any more tours, John, that you got planned in there?
Yes, we're looking to show by example and encourage the funding, and we have some donors. And like I said, it's going to be a costly, you know, endeavor, but over time, it's something that's going to be passed down from one generation to the next It's nothing we have ownership. It's basically an organization that is continuing to help people throughout, you know, one generation to another. And the important thing is that we reach out, we welcome people from all over the world, and it's our goal to have it open to a larger scale that we can invite our colleagues from all over the world to also teach there too. So it's a place like an oasis, a place along the way that is set in a beautiful mountain setting that many mediums can work here. And get to know the people here and help them. And, well, we all help each other in that process.
Most definitely, most definitely. Okay, well, I know that Kerry is busy as we speak, putting in an email address into the chat room. And that email address is for this charity fund that I'm doing. And, you know, if people want more information, email this email address, this lady at the email address for that charity event. Or also... You know, if you can't get there, you can also leave a donation there. I'm sure that they'll be open to a donation, and I'm sure that, you know, the cause is going to be fantastic. So look for them in the chat room, and to find the chat room, go to the website of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And again, in the chat room there, you can come and have a chat with us. Okay, John, let's move on with today's show. So you said that you're in Maine, and is it that you've been working today already?
Yes, I've actually been standing and working on one of our gathering rooms, working on our meditation room right now. That in our home, that's going to be actually where we begin our sitting, I should say, back for the higher gifts like materialization trumpet. And Greta and I are planning to get a small circle going again, like we've had years ago, and get that evidential mediumship developed so people could benefit from it.
Most definitely, most definitely. Okay, John, I think the time has come. You know, you really need to tell us all about yourself and how people can get hold of you. That's the main thing, John, because I know that people are probably shouting at us as we speak. How can we get a hold of you? So you tell people how they can get hold of you.
Sure. They can reach us by our website, and it's www.universalspiritualministries.org. And they can click on the website, and it'll guide you right to the pages. I take private readings by phone, by Skype, in person, and also counseling. I do private online tutoring, so, and Greta does teaching. We both travel across the country, and you can reach us on Facebook, Rev. John Lilick, L-I-L-E-K, or Greta Lilick, G-R-E-T-A, Lilick, L-I-L-E-K. And we'd love to have you as friends and keep up with our progress here. And maybe there'll be something for each and every one to come and visit the training, the specialized training, I should say, that will benefit people. So you're all welcome to be a part of our family.
Most definitely. Okay, so join you on Facebook. I know Kerry's put that in the chat room, and join us on the website, which is perfect. John, I know the time has come when we need to go to our first piece of music.
Okay.
So let me just say, let me press this and sit back with your feet up and enjoy.
Okay.
When I look into your eyes, it's like a watch in the night sky, all a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. When you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they search. Some even fall to the earth. We got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it. No, I won't give up.
be someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. Break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I got and who I am. I won't give up. Oh, even if this guy gets rough, yes, you won't. Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And my amazing guest here today is Reverend John Lake. Hi, John.
Hi, Mike. Doing well over here. How about yourself?
Well, I could be doing better, I'll be honest with you. You know, it feels as if I got a massive lump and a big stuff stuck in the back of my throat. That's all I got to say on it. But never mind. I'm sure it's not going to affect anything that we have to do for the spirit world.
Well, Greta and I are sending you healing, and it wouldn't hurt to have a pot of chicken soup on hand.
Okay, no problem at all. Well, you know, that's what I need, is that healing. You know, I really do. So please keep sending her over, John, and Greta, please keep sending her over, because it's something I need. Now, before we go into taking our first caller, because I know we've got quite a few people online waiting for us, I do need to give a mention to someone, John, because I forgot. How sure. Bad am I? I forgot something. Isn't that bad? I forgot to give my friend Mick Paul Green a mention, because it was his birthday just last week. I know, because he hears his name being called out on the radio, Mick Paul Green, he gets all excited, see, John, and you know, he kind of lets him all elated for the night. So Mick Paul Green, happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Okay, so let's go to our first caller. We're going to go to area code 631 and say, hi, 631, can we take your name there, please? Hello, 631. Can we take your name there, please? Okay, maybe 631 doesn't want to speak to us. Okay, let's put you back on hold, and we'll see where we go next. Okay, let's go to area code 920 and say, hi, 920. Are you there with us?
Hi, my name is Penny, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. The pleasure is all ours. Can we ask you, now, where did you say he was calling from, Penny?
Wisconsin.
Okay, perfect. Let me hand you over to the wonderful John, and I'm sure that Greta can add on in there as well. So, John and Greta, it's over to you.
Hi, Penny. How can we be of help to you?
I'm wondering what messages you have for me as far as what's coming up for me. Had kind of a big year last year, and I'm just wondering what's next.
Well, it looks like you're going to have another big year, because you did something great last year, and that was manifesting and going with everything in stride. And there were times in spirit is showing that they're chuckling, because you were even saying, can I even have a chance to catch my breath? Because a lot of good things did happen, and it is going to open up with more opportunities. Do see a lot more traveling with you too, Penny.
Hmm.
And in Wisconsin there, well, not right now. Let's not talk about the weather now. You're staying indoors with that kind of weather going. Right, because I could just see you all dressed up in fur coats and everything else and lined up and studded tires and all that just to get outside the door. But the important thing is you're on the right path because you're actually manifesting things and you're getting a lot more in your meditations. Have you noticed that?
I honestly lately have been really busy. So I feel like I don't know if I'm really trying to meditate, but I feel like my mind is sometimes doing it. So yeah, I feel like I'm getting different things there. I just don't know what to do next.
Well, it is contacting with your spirits, your loved ones, because I see it's someone you call Graham over on your mother's side, a woman's vibration standing right by you. And I want to say one of your grandmothers is in spirit.
It's along that line. Yep. I think it's along that line. It's not my grandma, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, because she had this really soft, gentle laugh because I'm hearing her coming in. And you actually have a photo of her. Actually, there is a photo of three ladies that you have in this photograph. And it was about 1979, 1980, or about that time. But you actually have a photo of this woman because she stands by you. And I want to say something about always forgetting something. She does so many things for people, but she forgets to take care of herself. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
And she's talking about this house that she was very proud of. And I want to say it was like a two-story, a Victorian home, because I kept seeing this porch where everybody gathered, and you as a young girl there too, because I kept seeing you on this swing that she had or something, a rocking chair. But she's wanting to say that things are going to open up for you, and she's showing after March 11th. And you actually put in some sort of an application, or you were trying to go with some new opportunity, because I had seen you contacting an agency or something, not an agency, but a company. But I want to say Spirit is also showing me opportunities with work. You're actually looking for a new job. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I am.
And saying to go ahead with that, because this woman, and I keep feeling like the name, she starts with an R, and it calls like Ruth or Ruthie. Does that name ring a bell with you? Because she is trying to contact you and help you with this, because she's like a teacher to you. You've gone through some challenges yourself, and this was like last year, about April, May, and then things started getting much better. Does that make sense? She's been with you every step of the way. And also some little things are going to get better between you and a sibling in your family too. Do you understand that?
I would just like to be a little closer to them. We're all on good terms. But
you're on good terms. And something about you'll have to make the effort, because I want to say he's always the one that doesn't push. You're more of the pusher between the two. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have to initiate every time.
Yeah, every time if you want to get together or party, but he is there. And I kept hearing one that goes to you, and he says that a Dr. Farrington, a spirit doctor that goes to you, also helping you because you need to take care of yourself. I kept seeing something going on between your throat and your chest. Do you understand? Because I felt a little weakness around there.
Yes, I'm very closed off. So if it's having a closed heart, I could understand that.
Well, Dr. Farrington's been working with you, and actually you've been getting up more and more in the evenings after 12:30 at night. You'll go to bed early, but this spirit chemist, you see orbs, and they're telling me that you do see orbs.
Mm-hmm.
And his is a sky blue one with white in it, and I'm seeing a man with a dark brownish black beard, mustache, like a goatee standing behind you, and he's actually helping you on your spiritual path. You have a lot of gifts, and one of the biggest gifts is communication. You love to talk to people, and you're going to have an opportunity to do a little lecture with somebody. You understand this, because somebody named Deborah that is around you in the same area where you're from in Wisconsin.
Okay. I'm not sure who that is right now, but
okay, last name, almost like it starts with a P. It's like P-A- N-K, almost like Pankin or something like this. I can't pronounce the name. It could be a really long name, but if you don't know her, you're going to run into her, and it has something to do with not the work you do, but somebody that you know named Christy or Christina, Christine that you know. I hear many, you understand, because there's going to be an opportunity. You've wanted to come out of your shell, and your dream is to be able to speak before people, but you're a little shy of that. This is one of your major goals and obstacles, because you're quite a medium yourself.
I think so. I feel like I have the intuitive, but I always second-guess myself.
Well, that's the thing. When we change, I always teach my students, I say, when we change what Spirit gives us, we're telling Spirit that's not good enough. I could do better. And then they catch themselves, ooh, that's what it sounds like. But the important thing is you're always guiding people and giving them advice. I see a young man that passed away by you, and he's about 37, 38 years of age. Do you understand this? Because I kept hearing the name. It starts with a P. It could be either Paul or Peter, but I kept hearing somebody by that name, and something to do with a car accident. He wants to say hello. It's his first time. And he actually, something about woods nearby where you live, and you walk sometimes into the woods.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he walks side by side with you. Your right ear starts to really ring, and you feel a presence there. But his name, I want to say a first impression he told me, because I see a rather stocky man, and he had a beard, but he didn't have a mustache. He passed away about 2.5 years ago, but he goes to you, and I feel like you knew him somewhere along the line through somebody. But Paul, and the last name is like Barrick, Baron, or something like this. It starts B-A-R. That's what I heard. But he is one of your teachers that walks with you. You're going to have a better year than last year.
All right. Good.
Does that help you, Penny?
That does. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
Penny, there. Thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you, Penny, for calling in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller here, and let's go to area code 561 and say hi, 561. Are you there with us?
Hello?
Yes, can we take your name there, please?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Excuse me?
Can I ask you where you're calling from?
West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Beach, Florida. Absolutely wonderful. I bet it's lovely and warm there now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of cool in the 70s.
Perfect. Okay, Stacy, let me see what I can do there with you. And allow me to connect to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Stacy, I am aware of a lady that draws closer to you there from the spirit world. And as I'm aware of this lady, I do believe that she would have been very much like connected there to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I know as your mother, that she makes me aware that when she passed, she very much suffered in her body for a great deal of time before she went home to the spirit world. So I know that this lady, she suffered for a long time before she passed home to the spirit world there. She does make me feel that I would have lost quite a bit of weight. And I can see this in her face. So I know that she would have lost quite a lot of weight there before she passed home to the spirit world. But she does make me believe that when she was here, she wasn't very tall. She was maybe around 5'2", maybe 5'1", 5'2", of her height when she was here with us. Do you understand who this is, Stacy?
Not really.
Okay, let me go a little bit further with her. Okay, what do you understand of your grandmother there, Stacy, in the spirit world?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what if your grandmother suffered for a little while there before she passed?
On my dad's side, I don't know too much about her mom.
Ah, right. Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I do believe that this lady is grandmother, because she comes from a grandmother connection here. Now, Stacy, she makes me aware that there's lots of things in your life at the moment that is very much confusing you, and very much a lot of things that's making you feel unsteady and unsure about things. Is that right?
Yes.
And see, she talks to me here about that you're kind of looking for some direction at the moment in your life. Do you understand of this, Stacy?
Yeah.
And see, as she talks to me about the direction, unless she talks to me about the main focus within your life. She says to me that we don't want to kind of rewind our life back too far. So I don't know if you've been thinking about going backwards in your life, Stacey, to allow yourself to move away from this situation. But she says, let's not go back too far, because I know that was a place that you don't want to be again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so doesn't that prove to you that this lady, your grandmother's around you, she knows exactly what's going on? Now, Stacey, she does state to me as well that you've been calling out to the people in the spirit world to come forward and help you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And see, she says to me that the more that you're calling out, the closer she's coming to you. And would I be right in saying to you that, excuse me, the closer that she comes into your vibration, she wants me to say to you that no matter what, she'll always walk with you, but you're starting to sense them. Do you understand of this?
Mm-hmm.
See, because I know I want to say that to you that the closer that they come to you and you're becoming to see them, and it's becoming more regular, now, more often than ever before. Is that right? Is that right, Stacey? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, see, I know that that there's a lovely lady not far from you called Sarah along the Okeechobee Boulevard Street, a lady that offers some classes and offers some spiritual guidance there. You know, it wouldn't hurt you to go along to see Sarah Spiritual, and I'm sure that she will give you some absolutely brilliant advice and be able to show you those gifts that you have and be able to develop them there with you, because I know that's something that you're interested in. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just remember, that's on the Okeechobee Boulevard Street. You know, that always kind of makes me laugh, because, you know, here in Wales, in the UK, we don't get words like Boulevard Street. We don't get that. So, you know, to me, that's quite funny. But know that she's there, and you can always call upon her at any time there. But, you know, I want to say this to yourself and for yourself, okay? Never mind who's trying to put you down. You keep your head up held high and walk forward tall and proud, as you have been doing so, because I know that's the right pathway there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect. Stacey, I hope that's helped you. Okay, but remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Excuse me there, John. Let's go to our next caller, and let's go to area code 315. And hi, 315, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you today?
Well, I've been a lot better. I really will be honest with you, but can we take your name there, please?
Sue.
Hi, Sue. And may I ask you, Sue, where you're calling from?
I am calling from New York up by Canada.
New York just up by Canada. Is that what you said, New York by Canada?
Yes. I'm about 30 minutes from the border.
Wow.
Perfect. Absolutely wonderful. Okay, Sue, let me hand you over to the wonderful John. John, this is Sue, and it's all over to you, mate.
Hello, Sue. How are we doing?
Not bad. How are you today?
Doing great, and you're feeling a bit of that chill today, too. So, anyway, Sue, how can I help you?
Well, actually, we're up to 12 degrees, so it's a heat wave. We've been in the negative 20s and 30s.
You're doing better than we are in Maine. God bless you. But, anyway, a lot of things that are happening around you as well. And I want to say there's a mending of fences around, too, because I kept seeing something about there was a little bit of disagreement over the holidays. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. The disagreement would be in the past week and a half.
Okay, well, that's close enough, if you'll take that. But I want to say what I'm seeing is, and I kept hearing somebody named, and it says his name is John that goes to you in spirit, a man vibration on your father's side. Do you understand that? Because I'm seeing a man.
Don't know anyone on my dad's side named John, but there is somebody with a J name, but they're not on my dad's side.
Okay, but somebody with a J name that's very, very, how do I say, was very more understanding and more compassion than people gave him credit for. Do you understand? When he was in the living. And,
yes,
and
he was someone that I had planned to marry once before he was killed by a drunk driver.
Well, you know, everything sometimes it's hard to understand, but we even with the drunk drivers, we have sometimes contracts with life. And he said that it was his time. And he's actually is showing himself to be very young in appearance. You have a photo of him about 24, 25 years of age?
He passed away a month after his 26th birthday.
Okay. Well, you have a photo of him about a year or so before that actual passing. And what I'm seeing is this man smiling because there's something about his eyes that were very special to you. And you understand that?
Yep, the grin in the eyes. Yep.
Yeah, the grin in the eyes because it said it all right there. And he is standing beaming at you. And to his proof of being around you, your ears have been starting to ring more and more. And it's your left ear mainly that rings louder than the right. And you're feeling little touches on the right cheek. No, the left cheek, he tells me, of your face. If you ever feel something like cobwebs, he's actually trying to give you a kiss there to let you know he's there. And he's saying sometimes these old fences, you know, with family, we have to stand back. We can't fix them right away because certain members, you had a little discussion about something, and two people in your family, I want to say, kind of took sides in a different direction. And don't worry about it because greater understanding will come, but it will take, they'll have to go through a course of different events to bring this to light. You're going in a new direction because I also see business around you, too, opportunities for you.
I had a disagreement with family members over somebody, and
okay.
It's kind of like the fences that need to be mended are more between me and this person who's not even in this state right now or if I know they're coming back.
Well, they're saying to wait till after May. After about mid-May, things will be opening up because I kept seeing this man, and the name may be Jim or James, but I kept seeing someone helping and working from both sides because he was quite a philosopher, and he said, I still am. And I want to say, rather on a thin side, if I may say so, because in this photograph, I want to say he didn't have a lot of weight to him. I want to say very handsome.
Yes, JT was, very.
He says, I still am. He just popped in. He has a wonderful sense of humor. And it was kind of like a little dry, on a dry side, where it would creep up and catch you by surprise. You understand?
Yep, he was one of these people that, when he was in a room, there could be 100 people in there, and you knew he was in the room. When they had his calling hours, it was standing room only in the church for his services, because people who had met him one time remembered who he was.
Yes, and it's that presence that you feel, and there are times that you feel him also. He's also helping you with a story because you were going to write a little story. Do you understand this? Because he's showing almost like it was a combination of diary or something. You kept some things jotted down, but he wants to work with you, and you were just up last night about 2:35 a.m. Does that make sense?
Yep.
He was talking to you, trying to communicate with you. He said something about you went to the bathroom and then you sat down, and I don't know if it was at a kitchen chair, but I felt like you got something to eat or drink and went back to bed. And he's saying, this is our golden time.
Laid down in bed. Didn't go to sleep until after 6 o'clock this morning, but.
That's okay. He's trying to reach to you, and he's saying to not let all that, what went on with the family, because it's kind of been casting a dark cloud over you. You understand? Because even things that I was putting out are taking longer to come and manifest my way. He's saying to see it for a bigger picture. Some people don't quite understand. One person took something the wrong way.
Yes. That's the person that's not here and that's out of state. They took something I said the wrong way. And
you'll see it clearing up. About after May 16th, May 17th, more calls and correspondence. But they're saying, because they're showing symbolically, old bridges mended or old fences mended. So the main thing is to keep busy. And like I said, I also see someone named Scott. Scott that's coming into vibration is going to help you with some projects around your home or something. You need some help specifically on something, and I heard the name Scott with this.
Okay.
Okay, and they're saying some things that are going on because you own your own home, correct? And
no.
Okay, because I kept seeing some projects that needed to be done, and I don't know if he's with the company, but you're going to get a lot more understanding. But what I kept hearing this other man say that it passed away about age 26, standing by, he's saying that you're going to get more clarity in the wee hours of the morning because you've been starting to dream more now, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, I'll see you in my dreams. Remember that movie Always with Richard Dreyfuss, Holly Hunter? It'll be kind of like that. Look for the connection, but jot it down before you go back to bed, or you'll forget most of it.
Now, out of curiosity, there's somebody I've been feeling around me, but because of everything that's been going on, my editor, he's been everywhere and off. Do you feel Paul, or does Paul have anything to say? Because he was always very opinionated and everything.
Well, he's joking, and he said, I still am. He said, but that's my nature. But he said, I had seen things so much clearly, more clearly from this side. And he's talking about, he's actually been impressing you because one of the things that keeps happening is you keep hearing these clicking sounds in your kitchen. Do you understand?
I don't know. Yeah, like you're hearing like a phone that's on vibrate, like a cell phone, like a mobile phone that's on vibrate.
Well, Paul is very good with electronics, and so you might want to just, when you call him in, call his name. When you feel that, he's already there, so now you can ask the questions mentally and trust in the first impression you get, like the gut feeling, because he said he is very strong, and his light is white. I see a white light, a very good-sized light, and it's almost like... Did Paul drink or something like this? Did he like beer or something at one time?
Yes, and we used to have a joke that he was half angel, half devil, because every good thing he did, it's like for every bad thing he did something good 10 times for that one bad thing.
Right. But he said, I went out with a bang too, but he said because what I'm trying to say is his presence, when he comes in, it's like that beer bottle. You know how a beer bottle will have a certain smell or aroma? It's like when you smell a little bit of that and you have the clicking going on in your kitchen right there, because I kept seeing it on a counter. That's Paul. That's your proof that he's...
His favorite thing to do is to manipulate, like if you have iTunes on, he loves to manipulate and play what songs he thinks needs to be played.
And you're still having that going on.
Yeah.
Start taking some photos around the room because he has a wonderful surprise for you in about 2.5 weeks. They're trying to help you heal with the family issues, but your energy is going to calm down and shift. And they said they have a wonderful surprise for you in where you're living in about 2.5 weeks. They are trying to manifest. But Paul, he said, I always will be guiding you. But he's saying, I understand things for the higher value. It's not about what I want. He's saying for the best and highest good, for your best and highest good. And he said,
When he was alive, he was my teacher, and he promised me that he would never leave and he would still be teaching me after he left.
Well, he still is, because that's why you're having a lot of you realize that your bedroom at nighttime is like Grand Central Station. It's like a whole flurry of activity. There's lights. I'm hearing little sounds, little tapping sounds coming from the closet. Even your ears are ringing feverishly at nighttime.
Yes.
That's all of their presences. All together, there's many times on hand, there's about 12 to 13 different spirits around you at all times. And one of them, I kept hearing a young girl named Casey, and she's one of your messengers. And like you kind of have an ornery side to you where you think a lot and you're getting these one-liners all the time. You are laughing at times at nighttime. Does this make any sense?
Yes.
That's Casey. She's one of your angels because I see a young girl there about 14, 15 years of age, blonde hair, blue eyes, and something about a light yellow dress. and she stands by you. And something about you actually had a glimpse of her when you were about four. You used to see spirit in your room.
Yes, growing up.
And in the, and in the woods, because that's Casey. One of her name is Casey. She's one of your guardian angels. She's with you for the rest of your life.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful news.
You, but you have an army of angels there. Does this help you, Sue?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Take all the signs, and these are your validations. All those little things I mentioned, those are your validations. All you have to do is develop the dialogue. Ask the question and trust in the first impression or answer that you get. And you'll be surprised at how things will develop in just the next 3 to 4 months.
Thank you. And I will do that.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. I hope it warms up there.
Thank you. Not soon enough.
Okay, well, thank you there, Sue, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, John, it's time that we went to our next piece of music, mate. So you put your feet up for a minute and let me press this button and say enjoy.
Okay.
Well, that one ended quite abruptly there, John, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
That coaxed out on the hop there, so to speak. Okay, well, welcome back. All of you have just joined us. Welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, with a sore throat and infection in the back of the throat and everything else. But you're listening to us live. We are live in Blog Talk Radio. We're live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio on the websites of Mike Spirit FM. My wonderful guest here, John. John, well, all I can say to you is, you know, you're doing some fantastic work tonight. You really are.
Well, thank you, Mike. I'm not doing anything. It's spirit, and we give all credit to the higher source.
Of course, most definitely. Okay, let's go to our next caller here, because you have quite a long list in front of us, to be honest with you. And let's go to area code 818 and say, hi, 818, are you there with us?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi, can I take your name here, please?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Can I take your name?
Yes, my name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Okay, Danielle, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for tonight?
Yes, I would love to know if you have any messages for me from Spirit. The calls that I've listened to previously are so informative, so I pretty much would just love to know the same things about where I'm, you know, about my path and what I need to do and messages.
Okay, perfect. Well, let me get my connection here with you, and we'll see where we go. Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
The pleasure is ours. Daniel, let me just start off by saying there that there's a gentleman here in the spirit world that wants to come forward and wants to be recognized and be remembered there to you. Now, as I'm aware of this gentleman, he makes me aware that he's quite full of his features. He had quite a nicely rounded face of when he was here with us. He does make me aware that he was a hard-working man throughout his life of when he was here with us, because I know I want to be a very hard-working man. He does make me aware of when he passed. It was sudden, because he tells me it wasn't expected for him to go when he did. So I know that his passing was very quick when he went home to the spirit world. He does make me aware as well, before he passed, that he would have been quite close and closely connected there to you. So I want to place him like father or grandfather as he comes forward. Do you understand who I'm with you, Danielle?
I'm trying to think here. With a rounded face. My father was quite slim, but he did pass away suddenly from a heart attack.
Okay, okay. Any more minds? Okay, let me just work with that, okay, because I know it's a sudden passing with him. And would I be right in saying that he's a very casually dressed man, that, you know, that you know, he wouldn't have been a shirt and tie man, very much casual dressed, laid back in his character-wise. Does that make sense there to you, Danielle?
Let's see. My father would wear suits when he'd be going to work, going to see clients and things. On his days, even on his days off, he would still wear a button-down shirt, just kind of, you know, unbuttoned at the top. I'm not sure who this gentleman is.
Okay, then I would certainly say it's not your father, Manette, okay, because all the information must fit together. It's not, there's no good just a bit here and a bit there. But I know that he passed suddenly. He does make me aware that he did complain of his chest as he comes forward, because he makes me aware of, you know, my chest, because I'm suffering this bit of a cold at the moment. But I know that he comes forward and he does follow the line of your dad's side of the family. That's why I'm saying it's either your dad, granddad. But I know these certainly links within your father. So I know, let me get a little bit more off him. Because, see, he tells me just before he passed that he went into the hospital and he came home. So I know that that's how this gentleman would have been at the end of his life. He went into hospital and then he came home and then passed home to the spirit world, very much like that when he was here with us. I know that he wasn't on his own, because he makes aware that there was people there with him when he passed. Okay, so I know that he wasn't on his own. See, he does make me feel so much as if I'm closer. Would your father have brothers that's in the spirit world now?
No, he had two sisters.
Okay.
And that was all.
Okay, well, I certainly am aware that,
very close with his family.
Okay, well, I'm certainly aware that he comes close there to you, okay? And I know that he links it within your family there. And certainly within your dad's side there somewhere, okay? So let's just have a little think on him, and I'm sure that you will place him as he comes forward. But, you know, of what he comes forward for, in your life at the moment. He says to me that you need to keep plowing onwards. You need to keep going forward. So, Daniel, would I be right in saying to you at the moment that you're trying to move mountains? You're trying to achieve something in your life that is proven to be a bit difficult. But, you know, if you keep on at it, you will get there. Does that make sense to you, Daniel?
Yes, particularly with me doing Reiki, trying to get my business, I'm trying to get a business started doing Reiki and making handmade Reiki-infused jewelry, wanting to start a business with it.
Okay, perfect. So you've been feeling of late that, you know, that you're kind of working hard at it and you feel as if you're, you know, it's not coming quick enough. But see, the advice that he wants me to say to you is keep on at it. You will get there in the end. So, you know, I know when you're doing Reiki, it's healing. And you know, keep on at it because you will get there in the end. You know, you kind of lack a little bit of self-confidence there, Danielle. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and it's almost as if you feel sometimes as if you're fighting a losing battle then, for want of a better word, isn't it?
Yes, sometimes it does because I have a serious lack of support at home.
Okay, that's fine. See, because he makes me aware of this, okay? And he just wants me to promote as much as I can to you that he is there with you. He is trying to support you from where he is and what he's doing. Now, see, I know that we mentioned your father, and this is not your father, but there is another gentleman that comes into the vibration. Now, would I be right in saying to you there, when your father passed, he must have been like late 50s, early 60s of when he passed. Is that right?
Yes, he was 64.
Bless his heart, because I know that I've got his energy that stands right beside me, because I know I want to pull myself together and do my tie up here, and not that I'm wearing a tie tonight, but I know that's what I want to do as he comes forward here for you. And, you know, he would have always been a man that would always give you solid advice when he was with us. Is that right?
Yes.
And, see, he talks to me here about that he's been trying to build a communication with you over the last few weeks yourself. Do you understand that you've been noticing different energies with you for the last couple of weeks? Is that right?
I've been trying to notice and focus, meditating more, you know, trying and using my crystals, trying to just sit and focus to see. I've been calling him forth, asking him to come to me and to be with me and to speak with me, communicate.
Okay, well, see, that's why he is telling me that over the past 2 weeks that he's been trying to build that communication with you. So, you know, if that's something you've been doing is inviting him and asking him, isn't that a perfect bit of information to let you know that, you know, that your dad and a whole host of other people in the spirit world has come close there to be with you, to support you in your time of need? Now, why would I say to you about presentation? I don't know whether you have to do a presentation or you're putting one together or something. Do you understand why I would say that you the word of presentation?
Yes, I've been trying to create business cards, and it's so important to me how they look for when I present them to people, because the last ones that I made, people were either wary or didn't keep their interest. And so I've been really battling about the past 6 months, as a matter of fact, about what to put on these to present them to people and to figure out, you know, how I'm going to actually do these sessions, because my home really isn't the proper place to do it.
Okay.
And not having a lot of money to rent out a place.
You know, it's a difficult situation to be in. It really is, isn't it? Okay. So that's you know, I certainly want to see that your father is here and he's there to support you through this time. I do believe that see, because he says to me the premises are there, they're there for you, okay? So I'm sure that within the fullness of time and when the time is right, that these premises will come around you and you will have somewhere where you can do your work for the spirit world and allow them to join together as one. Because, you know, that's what and John will agree with. If you're doing the work for the spirit world, you know, if that's being manifested in the spirit world, then it will just automatically come to us because we're doing it within the right energy there, Danielle, okay? And I'm sure that, you know, the next time that you call into the show, that you'll say to me, hey, Mike, you know, it all came together right in the end, and I know that that's what it's going to be. So, Danielle, you know, keep your head up held high and stop doubting yourself, because I feel that that's something that you're doing a lot of lately, is doubting yourself, and lots of doubt in your own mind. Should I, shan't I, am I capable? And I want to say this to you, that you're more than capable of doing this, but you really need to kind of stop putting yourself down for that. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Danielle, I thought I was leaving you a minute there, but there's a lady's hand that just came in front of mine there, and she just kind of shades my hand with hers. Danielle, would you understand that there's a lady in the spirit world that when she crossed, you was there with her, you held her hand as she crossed over to the spirit world, is that right?
My mother, I wasn't there right when she passed. I got to her maybe about an hour or so after, but she was still in the exact position, and I did grab her hand. I did place her hand in mine, and I held it for quite a while.
Bless your heart, because I know that she just puts her hand over mine, okay? I can't quite see her yet, and I'm going to ask her to come closer, but I know that she puts her hand over mine there, almost as she wants to hold my hand tight. And let me okay.
Okay.
Excuse me. Danielle, would I be right in saying that to you that if this is your mum that comes through there, okay? Now, your mum was the kind of person, in her character-wise, that she could never do enough for you. Is that right?
Yes, in her eyes.
Because she makes me aware that, you know, I could never do enough for you, and I would always do my best. Now, she makes me so much well aware that okay, now, she's quite a character, really, wasn't she?
Especially the last few months of her life, she was definitely...
Because she just brings some kind of sense of humor here that, you know, I just want to laugh with her. And I know if I spent some time with this lady at the end of her life, that she would have always brought the worst out in people, or the best, shall we say, out in people. Because it's like as if I want to refine myself. And, you know, it's almost like as if, well, you know, I've enjoyed my life, and I want to let everybody else know that I enjoyed my life. Now, would I be right, Danielle, in saying that you must have suffered with some kind of condition that really, really took its toll upon her towards the end of her life? Is that right?
Yes, she did. She had a COPD, and she had heart disease and didn't tell me. And so I hadn't heard from her in a few days, and I had to have the paramedics come to her house, and she was completely out of it, a lack of oxygen to the brain. So she was placed in the hospital and then in the another facility, and she never made it. She never was able to go back home. 3 months later, she passed away.
Oh, bless her heart, okay. Well, know that she's with you at the moment, Danielle, okay? There's a whole host of people here that wants to be remembered at you. You know, the advice from the spirit world is keep on that pathway. Stop doubting yourself. You can do this. You will do it. But you need to be more focused, putting your mind 100% into it. And I know that those things that you want to achieve, it will come there for you. Danielle, I hope that's helped you a little bit. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. This was so very, very helpful. Thank you very much. Were they able to see any other giftings besides healing work?
Okay, let me just go back to your mom and dad and...
Or, yeah, either they or you or the other gentleman.
Okay, well, what they're telling me, Danielle, what they're telling me is, okay, the minute I'm asking them about... Is there any other gifts there for you, okay? Now, I'm being told that you need to concentrate on one thing at a time. You already have a gift of sight, okay, of seeing, okay? Now, whether that develops into something else, I don't know, okay? And it's not for me to find out just yet. But let's concentrate on one thing at a time. Let's develop one thing before we move on to the next, okay? Because I know through my old 23 years of working for the spirit world that it's sometimes, you know, we kind of learn to run before we can walk. I know that's what I want to bring forward for you, but I know that you have the gift of seeing those that's closest to you. So, you know, whether that develops into a lovely spiritual communication, I'm sure it will. But when the time is right there, Danielle, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, bless your heart.
Thank
and
you very much.
I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Yes, namaste.
Okay, bye now. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, excuse me. John, let's go straight back to the call list. I know that we got quite a few people online. And let's go to a Skype caller here. And let's go to, it's the Skype name is Christine Wilkinson. And say, hi, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, is it Christine, is it?
No, actually it's Christy.
Christy, I do apologize, Christy. Christy, can I ask you where you're calling from there first?
I'm calling from Virginia.
From Virginia, absolutely perfect. Okay, Christy, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest, the amazing John. And John, it's all over to you, mate.
Hello, hello, Christy, and how are things in Virginia doing?
Oh, we're cold here, too, but we're starting to warm up a little bit, which I'm very happy. It's above 32 today.
Well, great. Glad to hear it. Could you please send some to the UK, to Wales, and to Maine? Thank you.
Will do.
Okay. Christy, how can I help you?
What would Ashley just... whoever comes through, if they have any messages for me.
Okay. There's a man that passed away because I'm seeing, he's not showing which side of the family, but I'm seeing a man that passed away early 70s, like 71, 72, lost a lot of weight, but I'm seeing a lot of white hair with him. Do you understand? And I'm seeing a clean-cut face. He's showing that he had a gentle smile. And it was like blue eyes, almost like blue-gray eyes. And he actually is standing there. I want to say he's showing himself with a nice button-up shirt. And he comes right over to you. I want to lean more toward father's side of the family. And I kept hearing a name like it could be Bob or Robert. Does that ring a bell with you? Because he's showing me that he had a heart condition with him, a stroke with this.
No, that doesn't make sense on either side, because as far as I know, I don't have a Bob or a Robert on either side of the family that I'm aware of.
Okay. What he's showing was he was more of a counselor, and I may have the name not quite right, but I'm seeing that I want to say about he used to be tall, like about 6'1", and then through age, it was like about 5'10", 5'11". Lost a little bit of height and leaned over a little bit, kind of leaned forward a little bit, because I kept seeing a picture of him and a woman next to him, silvery white, silvery hair, and I almost felt like this name with Margaret or Margie associated with him. Wanted to send love and greetings to you, and it may not even be a loved one, because like I said, they're not showing me really either side of family, but they kind of knew you. They knew your parents. And you're getting a lot of spirit help yourself. You've been asking for some healing. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, that Christy? Part does. Yes.
Because I want to say there's actually two locations in your body that you're kind of concerned about.
Yes.
And I see spirit teachers, doctors, healers that are around you. And I kept hearing a spirit. I heard the name Corbin, and I heard a doctor's name Corbin going to you. And you've been impressed to change, modify a few things in your diet. You understand? Because I kept seeing you've been going with something, and you recently, about 3 or 4 days ago, you changed something. You're listening to your spirit, but I also see this healing taking place. But again, I keep feeling like there's some things we're having a hard time letting go. Do you understand? In
yeah.
the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been coming back. You've been thinking about this more and more and more, because I kept seeing someone is in spirit now, that one of them you've been kind of thinking about. And I'm trying to get a name, but I like I said, he's showing me his face, and I want to say I kept feeling like somebody named Stephen by that name. There's many people that are around you in Virginia, right there at your home. I want to say... you're also getting a lot of impression. This February, be prepared to have some reunions with some new friends, some old friends, like renewing friendships. You've been kind of distancing yourself. Does that make any sense, Christy?
Yes, Yes.
And you've even said it last night that you've been kind of like in a cocoon or something, or a cave. It's like time to come back out. I know it's cold, but something about you're going to have some offers very soon to get back out with friends. And you feel like your creativity has been even stifled too.
Yes.
And that's the thing. You get out in that fresh air when you can, when you get those warm days, and you will in Virginia. But they're encouraging you, and I want to say your father in spirit, because I want to say he was how do I say, very proud man, and he liked to get things done right away.
Yes, he is in spirit. This
and
is his third anniversary of his passing.
Well, about the closest to you, because he is talking about cake. He loves this cake because he kept showing me chocolate for some reason, more than anything else. And it's like he said, I like my cake and eat it too. He's chuckling about this, but he's saying that I've learned to ease up on things because he was very strict. He almost felt like he had a military background. He was very regimented throughout his life. I mean, at the crack of dawn to whatever, he always accomplished things, and he expected that in his children too. And there's a little bit of your father in you. You understand, because I feel the same way, but you've been kind of easing up on some things.
Right. Correct.
What he's saying is, and many are here because I kept hearing a late name, Kate or Catherine, or Kathy, somebody that goes to you in spirit. I want to say a little on a, she shows me a picture toward the end. She was a little on a heavy set side, but then she flashes back to a picture that you have of her between 19 and 21 years of age. There's actually two women, and I felt like they're sisters. They go to you. Yes?
I have a sister named Kathy.
Okay, but your sister's in a living, correct?
Correct.
Well, this is someone in spirit, and what I want to say is helping you with some things. Your sister actually is going through some changes herself because you just had a call recently from her about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. There are some new things that are coming into her life and new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be good. But your father keeps coming back in and saying to let go of some of those things because he's talking about those high school years. You understand?
Think about that, but it could be true.
He's become a teacher. He's becoming a teacher to you. And I don't know if he smoked a pipe or not, but I kept smelling like pipe tobacco in the room. And I may be getting your grandfather, but somebody smoked a pipe because I keep smelling this cherry tobacco.
He did smoke a pipe back in his earlier years, but he didn't stay with it.
No, but he said, I used that as a calling card to you. Because,
oh, okay.
Yeah, many times spirit will use those little different things that they did back then, just to help you identify. Just like, you ever notice how you've been thinking more and more about your loved ones and those experiences, like they were just yesterday, like they're just popping into your mind out of nowhere?
Yes.
You've been thinking about a lot of the past and some goods and some not so good, Christy, but here's the important thing. I want you to be the scientist. When you start thinking of names that haven't been with you for a long time, it isn't because you're thinking about them. You're picking up on their presence, kind of like a business card, a fingerprint. It's an identification of that certain spirit, that vibration that you're picking up, and they use memory to open the doors for you. So you see, you've been connecting with spirit all along.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't just think of them out of the blue sky. The fact is, they are there, right there, impressing you. That's why you think the memories. But take it a step further and ask the questions, because one of the things is what to do with one of your children. I kept feeling somebody, you're kind of being pulled into a situation where you have to make a decision or make a stand on something. Do you understand? And I don't know if it's children, but somebody very close to you in your family circle wants you to make a decision or asking for your opinion on something. They're trying to pull you in with something.
That one I don't know.
That's okay. Well, don't take it then, because I kept feeling like somebody near you, somebody named Brian, it starts with a B. It could be Brian or Bob or somebody, but somebody's going to try to pull you in for an opinion, somebody much younger, in their 30s.
Okay.
Okay, you understand, because everything is going to be with clarity. Said, give yourself till about after February 16th, things are going to turn around for you. But your father keeps saying, get out of the house more. You understand?
That one I do understand.
Okay. Well, that's what he's trying to say, because he says he wants you to be happy, and he's saying getting out more in the world, he's saying will open up new opportunities too, because I want to say meetings of friends, all of these things are happening, but stop doubting yourself. Stop looking at the past, he said, as it was. You're quite a teacher yourself too.
Okay.
And the fact is,
yes,
many of your friends are starting to come to you and ask you for advice.
Yes.
And that spirit speaking through you. Just wanted you to know you have a lot more spirit around you than you realize.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Thank you, Penn. Christy.
Okay, well, thank you there, Christy, for calling in. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye now. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, John, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let me go to another Skype caller. And this is Little Wings. Hi, Little Wings. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can I take your name there, please?
I have a Dutch name, Annemiek.
Okay, I wouldn't even know how to spell that, but that doesn't matter, that's fine. And can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from the Netherlands, and it might be easier to just call Annie.
I missed that. I just call you what, sorry?
It would be easier if you would just call me Annie. All my English friends would, yeah.
Okay, Annie, no problem at all. And Annie, can I just ask you the reason that you called in for this evening?
Yes, usually I give the readings, and I wanted to grab this opportunity to have one myself for a change.
Most definitely, you know, and I can sympathize you there with that, because, you know, I'm continuously doing them and really want one myself at the moment. But Annie, that's okay. Let me make a connection to the spirit world here and see where we go, okay? Annie, let me instantly talk to you of a lady that comes forward here from the spirit world. And I know that as this lady steps forward, she maybe made about 5 foot. So now she's quite a short lady of when she was here with us. She does make me aware that when she was here with us, that in her earlier days, that she had to cater for quite a large family, because she certainly makes aware that there's a large family that she had to cater for when she was here with us. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know, see, as she comes forward, that she wants me to speak to you about the life. A few little difficulties in your life of late. Is that right?
Wait a minute. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. There's been a few little difficulties within your life of late. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
And, see, she makes me aware to say that to you, Annie, that she's seen all these ins and outs and comings and goings, and she makes me aware that it's making you feel a little bit let down by certain things and by certain people. Do you understand that you've been feeling let down of late?
Yes, a bit, yes.
Annie, why do I get lots of headaches with you? Do you understand that there's lots of headaches around you at the moment?
Yes, not that I personally have them, but you would almost get a headache from certain situations, yes.
That's okay, because I know that she impresses this headache upon me at the moment. Now, Annie, she makes me aware there to say to you that the work that you're doing, that you're doing a good job of it, and stop denying yourself and stop putting yourself down for it. Do you understand why I would say that there to you, Annie?
Yes, I know that I'm actually very good in what I'm doing, looking at what people give as feedback to me. I'd like to have to do a lot more of it.
Okay, well, stop putting yourself out for it then, Annie, okay, because she's very much well aware of the work that you're doing, and you're doing to the best of your ability. Now, she does talk to me about that, you know, that you, if you continue on, the more and more will come. Now, what she means by that, I don't know. So would you understand that there's more to come yet? Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I understand very well what she means. There is something coming, and I hope it will be very soon.
Okay. Well, she's aware of this condition. She's aware of this situation there, Annie. And she wants me to say to you, you keep on that pathway because it will come there for you. It will come right there for you, but you have to be more confident in yourself. Now, why would I... See, I know that you've already said to me there that you're given lots of reading. Would you understand why I would say that you're about to sit or standing on a stage in front of people? Would you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand very well. Lately, I usually do my readings one-on-one. And lately, just a few weeks back, I did my first stage performance, and I'm going to have another one February 5th.
Now, isn't that perfect, okay? Annie, I'm doing one February the 5th as well. Isn't that surprising? But, you know, she wants me to say to you about standing on the stage. You felt comfortable at that time, stood up on that stage. Is that right?
Oh, I loved it. Yes, wonderful.
Perfect. See, because she says to me that she's so well aware of what's going on in your vibration and what's going on in your life. She says to me it's like as if you've had an extra injection of spiritualism, if I can put that there to you. You feel so elated for what you've done, and, you know, you've achieved this by yourself. Is that right?
Yes. I have, of course, asked angels for help. I hired a whole team of angels, or many teams even, and they helped me meet people who actually asked me to come to their psychic fairs to do stage performances and all that.
Absolutely perfect. And, you know, once you start on our journey, then there's no stopping you, you know, and it really isn't. And, you know, I wish you all the best and all the success that you can possibly have in your lifetime. But there's a gentleman that comes forward that very looks to me as if he's a very well, smartly dressed kind of a man when he was with us, because he certainly wears a suit as he comes forward to meet us at the moment. And he tells me that that's the way that his life would have always been, very much of a proud man when he was here with us, very much of a like to look upon things as like a business kind of a level. Not saying he was a businessman, but he looked upon things on a very much of a business kind of a level there. And but I know that as he comes forward, he links towards your dad's side of your family there. He comes towards your dad's side. As he's there, I do believe you go back a generation to maybe your granddad as he links with. Do you understand
Could
your
be.
Granddad?
Yes, yeah? My grandfather used to dress in suits, and he used to have the approach that you're mentioning.
Perfect, because I know that he comes forward here to be recognized there to you. Now, would I be right in saying it to you that he was a very much of a stickler for time? Time was of the essence there to him, and everything had to run like clockwork. Would you understand of that, Anne?
Yes, punctuality was very big with him.
Perfect, because I know it's your granddad that steps by the side of me here. And as he does do just that, see, I believe that you are very similar to your granddad in your ways, that punctuality is everything to you at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, it's very important that I keep my appointment. Yes, absolutely.
Most definitely, because that's what he says to me, that, you know, it's he feels a little bit of him. Rubs off on you then, for want of a better word, and you're very similar. You know, in some ways, there, Annie, would you understand if I said to you that you kind of, in some way, look like your granddad as well? Do you understand of this?
Well, I look more like my dad, but my granddad, when he says like him, maybe it's metaphorical, and he means that actually the gifts were handed down from him to me.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to beg to differ with you there, Annie, and I don't mean to beg to differ, but would I be right in saying your nose is very similar to your granddad's?
Could be, I don't know. I never noticed.
Okay, well, obviously I can't see you, but your granddad tells me that you have the same nose, and he keeps pointing to my nose, so I know it's the same nose that you have, okay? And he just wants me to tell you this from where he is in the spirit world, so that you know, as he comes forward, that he's very much close around your vibration. He always walks this spiritual life there with you and alongside you. Now, Annie, before I go from you there, why would I talk to you there? I don't know Okay, I feel there's somebody else that's come in now. Which one of them passed with the cancer?
My dad.
Bless his heart, because I'll share this, I think I've changed. Your dad passed with cancer, and would I be right in saying to you that your dad didn't recognize the symptoms until it was too late?
Yes, absolutely. I went I told him to have more checkups because he had certain pain, and he was sort of ignoring it, or he was going to a doctor, and they couldn't find what he was looking at. Because they were looking at his heart, and it was in his lungs. He had lung cancer.
Bless his heart, because he just stood right by the side of me and says, I had cancer. Okay? So I know that he comes forward. And again, your dad is a very proud man of what he achieved in his life. Do you understand of this?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And would I be right in saying with your dad there, Annie, that when he was here with us, that he enjoyed the outdoor kind of life because he wants to take me outside at the minute. And as he takes me outside, that's what he loved, the outdoor kind of life. Is that right?
Yes, he loved to take us outside and take us on outings. And he liked to play outside football, you know, on the field, not inside. And he did that every weekend when he was younger.
Perfect, okay, because I know that your dad steps forward here. You know, and your dad says to me, it's been a long time since he's had the opportunity to come through. And he's been waiting for a long time for his chance to come through, because he says that to me. And he wants to take me back. Oh, did he used to keep chickens or something?
No, but my father was born in what is now Indonesia. And when he was young, when he was born there, and there they have all kinds of stuff running around wild, you know, dogs run wild, cats, but also the chicken and pigs and stuff. They have them just, you know, walking about. So that could be it, yes.
Right, okay, so that's why I'm seeing these chickens that keeps running around me, okay? So that would take... So, see, he takes me back on the memory link of where he would remember. And see, you know, as you're laughing now, that's what he needs to bring into your life. He needs to bring that upliftment, that comfort into your life. Now, see, I'm conscious of the time, and you know, we've got a full list of callers. But he says to me, no, I've been waiting, sir. I've been waiting. So he was a very, you know, that's the way he would address me, isn't he? He would call me, sir.
Yes, well, I have seen him consciously twice. Once when I was in the church in Belgium, that was a long time ago. That was 2002. He passed away in 2000. And once, like 5 years ago or something, but my only comes when it is a moment of big distress, like he did in his life. He will only really need.
Okay, Annie, let me just stop you there a minute, okay? Because he says to me that he has been waiting a long time. Annie, would I be right in saying to you that there's some kind of test that needs to be done with yourself at the moment? Or you've been having some kind of blood tests, is that right?
Yes, I've been in the hospital last week, yes. They did a lot of tests, and there are still more tests to be done.
Bless your heart. Your dad knows everything about it, okay? Your dad is right by the side of me, and he tells me to make sure that I tell you that he is there and he wants to be by the side of you. So particularly when these tests are being done, he's right by the side of you, and he says that to me, that you're worrying yourself silly over these tests. Is that right?
Yes. Because they are look at my throat. They were looking at my lung, it was nothing, and then now they're looking at my throat. So I have cancer in the family, not just my dad. And I am a little bit worried, yes.
Okay, Annie, well, know that your dad is there. You know, I'd love to spend longer there with you, Annie, but I know I've got a full list of callers in front of me. You know, actually, it's a very busy show tonight, but that's fine. The more the merrier. Annie, please, I hope that's helped you a little bit. And remember, please, download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, John, let's go straight back to the phone lines. It's a very busy show, mate. It really is. Let's go to another Skype caller. Shivy, I'm sure that your name is Shivy there on Skype. Can we take your name there, please?
Yeah, it's Siobhan.
Siobhan, I do apologize, Siobhan. Siobhan, can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Ireland.
From Ireland, perfect. Okay, let me hand you over to the wonderful John. And John, it's all over to you.
Okay. Hello, Siobhan.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, always a pleasure. How can I be of help to you? I was just in Ireland in 2012.
How'd you find us?
Beautiful country, beautiful people.
Yeah, it's nice when you have the weather all right. I'm just wondering, what can you see coming towards me in the next couple of months? Or can you pick up anything?
Could you repeat that again? Because you're breaking up a little bit.
I just see if you can see what's coming towards me in the next couple of months.
Yes, there is. It's something about there was a, what I'm seeing, many spirit around you, many guides and teachers, because you've actually become closer and closer to connecting with spirit in the last 4 to 5 months. Does that make sense to you? Because I kept seeing you taking more time to meditate and praying more than you have in the last few years.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of, do you know the angel sequence numbers? I'm getting a lot of them, so any kind of sequence numbers I get, then I just basically follow them.
Yes. Yeah, and because you're working on a special communication with your angels, with your teachers, and you've had that basically all your life. You've kind of gone by that pattern. Numbers are very important to you. And I want to say there's one angel that goes to you all the time. And I kept seeing and I kept hearing, and she's having a little joke with me because I kept hearing the name Penny go to me. She tells me that she is one of your guardian angels. And I'm seeing a little girl with red hair, little freckles over her face, and she looks like she's 16. And something about you always have a knack for finding change, money, small coins. Do you understand?
I do, yeah. I could find a couple of euro in my jeans pocket, and I wouldn't even know it was there.
Right, because I kept seeing what she called coppers or brass. But you will find them even by cars in parking lots, even to this day.
Yeah.
And it's a little way of giving you a little gift, but that's one of your guardian angels. Quite feisty she is. She has a spirit to her, and you're always laughing to yourself. But you're talking about, you also have some opportunities with some friends because is there somebody named Patricia or Patty that goes to you in the living? Somebody named Pat. Okay, because I want to say there's new friendships, and then someone named Linda. Linda, I kept seeing blondish brown hair with her, and you just seen her about 3.5 weeks ago. Has something to do with work.
Linda, no, I'm not currently working at the minute.
Okay, somebody near where you are, because I kept seeing this vibration right in your vibration. In the next few months, you are going to find work. It's kind of what I'm seeing, and I want to say grandmother, father's side, she is in spirit, correct? Because I see a woman here that had several health issues before she passed. It was kind of a lengthy illness, and she was very stubborn, she said. I didn't really like doctors. She didn't trust doctors.
But that I wasn't born when my grandmother died on my dad's side.
Okay, but I want to say you actually have a picture of her because there's something unusual her jaw when she was smiling in that. But I want to say very strong. You could see it in her eyes. Her eyes were very determined. You have a picture of her when she was about, I want to say, several pictures. One when she was about 11, and one when she was about 21 years of age. You have some younger pictures of her when she was very young.
I'll have to look and see.
Okay, well, that's how she's manifesting to you, but she is very proud of you because you have her eyes, she tells me. And we are helping, she said, we are helping you, and she's saying that between March and April, you're going to have, in fact, you'll have a job sooner than that. There'll be a temporary one. You've kind of put it off for applying, but there was one about 2.5 weeks ago that you did apply for. Do you understand? Because I kept seeing this is like a shop or something that people come to, congregate to. I almost felt like there was tea or coffee, something like this too. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of business people associated with this.
Okay. I didn't apply for anything recently.
Okay. Because I want to say I see you getting work, but it's kind of like you're kind of undecided yourself because you, how do I say, you've been doubting yourself.
Yeah, I know I'm not allowed to work for a few minutes. I was in a car accident last year.
And you're still having some problems with that, too.
I am, with yeah, I'm still suffering from it, yeah.
Spirit is giving you healing, and they're saying you're not ready for that yet, but they're saying about mid-April to early May, they do see you another job. But it's not going to be so much. What I see is you're going to kind of be half on and half off your feet because I kept seeing something with computer. Instead of what you used to do, I kept seeing more and more with talking on phones and working on a computer. And it would be a company. I kept hearing the name Mole Ring. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
What's it?
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because I kept seeing some limitations right now. They're saying we're healing the back, especially around the spinal cord.
Yeah, it's very painful.
The lower spinal cord. Yes, the lower part around the coccyx, they said. And also your
That's
right
it,
hip.
Yeah.
Is, yes, because you're limping all the time. And they said, we need to not rush right away. Because, but I kept seeing the name Moroni or something like this, Moroni, as part of the name of a company that you're going to be working with.
Oh, I'll watch out for that.
Okay. Keep an eye out for it. At least put your application in. And like I said, and keep checking back and forth, but I do see you working in May. By May 3rd, you will be working. Okay. You also have some court things that you have to deal with, too.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing somebody in spirit. He says his name is Sean. Sean. I kept seeing a man named Sean. He's about 5'6", 5'7", very strong man. I want to say, somebody that you knew, also from your father's side of family, he is helping something to do because I want to say he did something with records all the time, insurance work.
Records.
You have to go through court or something like this. Does this make any sense?
That, I don't know if that could be from my claim.
Okay. Because I want to say there's going to be some money coming your way. But it will not be until about June or July. I kept seeing something about an offer of a settlement. I want to say what they're saying is, and your grandmother, something about you'll have an attorney, but it'll be to your benefit.
I have, yeah.
And something about to hold your own, stop doubting yourself because, like the old saying, God never takes away something unless God gives you something greater in return, and you're already starting to get new ideas in your mind already.
I am, yeah.
I see a lot of computer work and a lot of graphics. Something about a website that you've been contemplating creating.
Yeah.
You said, give
I
it another
actually
two,
a website up.
Something about give it another 2 weeks because you've been kind of putting it off, but in about 2 weeks everything's going to come to you like clockwork.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I want to say I heard the name Helen go to you, and I want to say on mother's side of family. Somebody, it may not even be the name, but starts with an H. Like, but I kept hearing Helen come to you. It's not family, but somebody from your mother's side of family, a friend. Many people are coming. You also love dogs a lot, too.
I do, yeah.
Because I keep seeing this big, huge dog sitting on your foot, a spirit dog.
I have a small. I had a little dog. She was half a Yorkshire Terrier and half a Jack Russell, but she was only a small little thing. She was lovely.
Okay. Did she like this dog like to sit on your foot all the time?
Yeah, my own dog now. I have a little Yorkie now, and she always sits on my foot.
Okay, because I'm seeing a spirit dog also the same way, holding you captive. But she's. But I want to say. Spirit is showing a lot of things that are happening. Your intuitive has been opening up, and to not let this experience cloud you. Because I want to say there's a little bit of disturbance with somebody around you. I don't know a man in your vibration, a friend, or somebody closer. But I felt like there was a little bit of difference of things around you too.
A difference?
There was a little bit of a conflict or something. Does that make any sense?
Oh, that could be with my son's dad.
Okay, because don't let that cloud you, because I kept saying you've been reflecting too much on that.
Yeah.
and let it go. See it for the greater spiritual value, because it's kind of like a dark cloud that we're putting over ourselves. And it's kind of like when we think of those things and dwell on them, we sabotage our abundance. And I do see abundance coming for you with work and happiness, new friends coming in, because I also kept hearing one person that comes to you named Michael coming into your life.
That's my brother-in-law. He passed away 10.5 months ago.
Yes. But he's actually closer to you than you realize, but you were closer to him.
Yeah, we were very close. He was like a second dad to me.
Yes, but he is there with you because you're always having a problem. You smell candles. You know how when you blow a candle out, you smell, that burnt smell?
Yeah.
He likes to play with candles. He's getting stronger from the spirit side. And
okay.
If you like candles, you ever notice how they flicker and dance a lot, even when the doors and windows are closed? He is the one that's going to try to blow them out to let you know he's there. But I also see a man coming into your vibration about 3 to 4 years older, a good friend, and his name is Michael. And the last name starts with a K.
Okay, Michael K.
Like a client, like a client.
That.
Okay, that's okay. That's the beauty of life, new surprises. But May is going to be a banner month for you. So what I kept saying is, as spirit is showing, chin up. They keep touching you under your chin. You're feeling those cobwebs all the time.
Yeah.
That's their way of saying chin up, because happiness is just around the corner.
Okay, so from May, things will improve, is it?
Yes, and the important thing is to let go of those things. Consider the source, because you can't go back to those places you were. You know what I'm saying? Because they'll never be the same. Because you've been having a little difficulty with that. But your grandmother is right there. She's like your best friend now. Something about a little bit of tea and some cookies. And she said, you never really knew me on the physical, but she said, I do enjoy having a spot of tea with you every so often. I do.
Yeah,
I love
tea and cookies.
Yes. And she, have you noticed they've been a little bland tasting?
Small bit, yeah.
Yes. Well, guess who you're sharing it with, because she's taking of the essence of it, that flavoring. You are never alone, because your ears are also ringing all the time, too.
They are. Like, even the last few nights when I was in bed, I've kind of woke up from my sleep. But, like, I'd nearly jump out of the bed, and it's like I could feel someone was there, but I couldn't see anything. But this is happening now the past week or so, nearly every night.
That's the presence of spirit, and what will help it is close your eyes, meditate, and mentally call on everybody. Say a prayer from your heart. Call out, and then squint. Open your eyes slowly and squint them at first, and you'll be surprised at all the different lights you'll see. Each one is a different spirit.
All right, okay. Try that.
Okay. I pray this is beneficial.
Think the cord thing is in connection with?
The cord thing?
Yeah.
Okay, could you please explain that again? Because I barely heard you. I heard a little doggy.
Yeah, oh, sorry. No, do you remember you were on about quartz?
Oh, quartz. Something about, there's a talk of a settlement or something around June or July. I kept saying something about something leaning toward that way. And you have an attorney. Something about an early offer. They said to hold off because you're still not finished with your treatments yet.
No, I'm not. No, I'm in a bad way with it. I'm in a lot of pain constantly.
You are, and there's been some nerve damage, what spirit is showing. But you're going to go through. You have competent doctors, and to not put it off and cancel those, okay? Because there were times you said, "Oh, it's not doing me any good," but it is doing you some good because your spirit healers are going right to you, because I kept hearing one, he said one bear, he calls himself one bear, is one of your guides. And you've been very strong and always lifted things in the past with no problem. And he's saying, and one bear is your guide, one of your protectors. He's saying that he's also a shaman. He works with you. And he's going to help work with your spirit doctors and healers work with the physical doctors to don't cancel those appointments you have for therapy and treatment. You understand?
Yeah, do you remember when you said about the name Michael?
Yes.
That's actually my solicitor's name.
Okay. Well,
The man that hit me, his name is Michael as well. It's a bit weird.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I see somebody new coming into your life as far as a friend and something deeper, I don't see as the man that hit you. That's not a way to start. Okay. But I don't see it as a solicitor, but I want to say the solicitor is about 7 or 8 years older than you, correct? Because I kept seeing someone that's a little bit older, and it's not him either. But I kept seeing the name K, like almost like Klein or something like this. I want to say that's part of the last name, and you haven't met this man yet. And it's something about
to come in.
And I kept seeing this in about May, the end of May.
Oh, very good. That's something to look forward
about to. About the 27th, because there's a store that you go to. You understand? Because I want to say it's kind of like an all kind of things in the store. It's almost like appliances, food, things like this. You understand? Because the first initial I see is M on this, the name of the store that you go to.
I do. I know the shop that you're on about. I go into it nearly every day.
Right. Because I kept seeing you running into him either just inside it or outside that, but it's around the 27th. I do see somebody coming into your vibration.
Oh, brilliant.
I do see this. And don't be like a scared rabbit, because there's something about you dropping something and he'll pick it up, but I kept seeing you two talking. And I know it sounds corny or something like this, but I kept seeing him. Dark brown hair, something about a gray scarf, a gray or silver scarf with white in it. But I want to say sharply dressed with a long coat, like a long black coat, almost like it could be cashmere or something like this.
Okay, and that's around May time, okay.
Yes, around that time. But I do see happiness. Let go of the past, because karmically, spirit cannot open those new doors until we let go and forgive those others. Because you know you can't go back to them. See it for the deeper spiritual value. Bless them and wish all those well in their life. And in blessing them, and you free them, and the one you free most of all is yourself. And you deserve happiness. You've had your share.
I have started to do it the past while. Like, stuff like that just doesn't kind of bother me anymore. So, like, I have let go an awful lot, but I have come on a long way as well. But it's all lessons. It's all growing anyway, so.
You even know when he calls. You could tell who it is. You see your clairvoyance is opening up quite a bit.
It is.
That's what they told me. So you are truly blessed, and you're going to be helping a lot of people, because I kept seeing that coming back to you tenfold. But they're saying don't make any decisions right now, because I see your grandmother saying don't come to conclusions about this case that you have or about this settlement or something that's coming in June, July. Let your attorney, because you'll find that it's going to be more to your benefit.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
That's perfect. Thank you very much for taking the time out.
My pleasure.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Sylvia, for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening. It's evening with you, isn't it? It is. Have a good evening. We say thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, John. You know, you wouldn't believe me if I told you we only have a few minutes left of the show.
Okay.
It's gone so fast. It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, so I do apologize to all those that's online waiting. You know, John, we still would have 3 shows in front of us if we'd done every reading online at the moment. But, you know, fear not. For those that's online, grab yourself a pen. Because as we all know, Kerry is by the side of me, and Kerry works as well. They're John, as you know. And Kerry has agreed, because of the amount of callers in today, that she will take a few Skype callers throughout the day. So if you grab yourself a pen, and I'll give you Kerry's Skype name in just a few minutes. But John, you know, one more thing, an absolutely fantastic pleasure working with you again.
Always a pleasure working with you as well, Michael, and look forward to the day when we're face-to-face, side-by-side, doing events all over the world.
Well, I'm sure, John, that this year it brings a lot to, well, it's going to come a lot this year, isn't it? You know, because the opportunity for us to cross paths when I come over to Maine this year, I'm sure there is where we will meet up. I'm sure there is where we will be doing some demonstrations together and allowing our energies to blend as one. But let me give everyone that Skype name, Kerry's Skype name. It's Kerry Carr, so which is KERRYCARR.7. So add that to your Skype list, and Kerry has agreed that she will do maybe a few, one or two or three a day on Skype. So that's KerryCarr.7 on Skype. And I'm sure that, sorry, I lie, it's Kerry.Carr. Okay, John, see you out, buddy. I might get things wrong all the time.
Yeah, that's all right. We're only humans, right?
Yeah, so let me try it again. Kerry, which is KERRY dot car, which is CARR7. Add that to your Skype list and she will do a few readings. And I thank Kerry for that. So add that as soon as you can and we'll see where we go. But John, again, absolutely amazing working with you. Would you come on again?
It would be a pleasure, Michael, anytime.
Well,
thank you.
John, you know, leave your diary open on a Sunday for me, and I'm sure that we will take lots more dates off you because, you know, the energy between us kind of bounces back and forth, and it's, as I say, it's a pleasure and honor to work with such a humble officer of the spirit world, so to speak, isn't it? You know, it really is.
Well, likewise, Michael, it's a pleasure always working with you. Our spirit work well together, so I think they're pulling us all together, and this universe is going to be a special year in 2014.
Most definitely. Let people know, John, how they can get a hold of you again.
Sure. They can look us up on our website, and it's www.universalspiritualministries.org or Rev. John Lilick on Facebook. Anyway, either way you find us, we always welcome you, and we always ask, how can we be of help?
Okay, perfect. So, you know, if you want to get a hold of John, there's your ways you can get a hold of it. It's in the chat room. Send John a message. If you want to get a hold of me, it's Mike Davis Medium on Facebook. Or come and send me an email. It's MikeSpirit15@AOL, excuse me, .com. I want to say, John, thank you very much. And as all is left for me to say is good night, good day.
Good night. Good night.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.